श्लोका 7 अस्माकं तु विशिष्टा ये तान्निबोद्धद्विजोत्तम नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते। इन दिस श्लोका दुर्योधना कॉल्स अपॉन हिज आचार्य एंड वॉन्ट्स टू रिफ्रेश हिज मेमरी विद द वॉरियर्स ऑन द कौरवा साइड विच विल हेल्प द्रोणाचार्य टू marshal the resources to face the Pandavas. But why did he refer to Dronacharya as Dvijottama, meaning a Brahmana? It is a taunt, saying that as a Brahmana, he should have been in ashrama, but he changed his ashrama and wanted to fight and being obstinate about it. And he also reflects on his own helplessness, where such a person he has kept to lead the army. Again, he used the word asmakam tu. Again, a reflection on his own warriors. When he is going to name them, what he means to say is, these are great warriors only amongst themselves and are not comparable to the warriors on Pandava side. So he was saying they are Nayaka Mama Sainyasya. Sanjaya pauses here for a moment and looks at Dhritarashtra because of the usage of the word Mama. He was reminded of the words used by Dhritarashtra originally when he said Mama Kaha Pandavas Chaiva to separate his sons from Pandavas. This is a reflection of Ahankara and Mamakara. Ahamkara and Mahamkara are quite a great obstacle in the path of seeking emancipation. A person who can conquer that actually wins. A person who cannot conquer that loses. Mandodari says about Ravana that he was not killed by Rama, but by his own Indriya, his own arrogance around the evil deed killed him. His Ahamkara and Mamakara killed him. Artha Panchaka. What is this Artha Panchaka? Artha Panchaka is nothing but, it's from a Harita Samhita treatise, a Pancharatra treatise, which says, Prapyasyo Brahmano Rupam, Praptuscha Pratyagatmanah, Praptupayam Phalam Prapte, Tatha Prapti Virodicha, Vadanti Sakala Vedaha, Se Itihasa Puranaha. This outlines the 5 principles, that is, the nature of Brahman to be attained by all Atmas, the nature of the individual self or the Jivatma, that which aspires to attain, the means of accomplishing the goal, the nature of the goal, and the Virodhi Swarupa, that is, obstacles in the way of accomplishing. So, this is a very beautifully underlined statement. If a person knows these 5 elements, he will know the true self. Even in the Gita, Sri Krishna outlines the first Shadgam on knowing about our own self before proceeding to know the Supreme Self. Moving on to the next shloka, shloka number 8. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha Kripascha Samitinjayah Ashvatthama Vikarnascha Saumaddattisthathaivacha. Here Duryodhana calls out the names of warriors on the Kaurava side, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna and Bhurishrava, who are ever victorious in battle. He addresses Dronacharya now with much more respect. Sort of doing a Shishiropacharam, he realizes he has taunted and provoked enough, and now he wants to pacify his Acharya and names the 7 of them. But all these 7 have some defects. Drona has got a soft corner for Arjuna. Bhishma resolved that he will kill all but spare the five Pandavas. Karna, he was under the curse of Parashurama hanging over him. Kripa, afraid of the Pandavas. Ashwatthama, Drona took a vow from him that he would not exceed Arjuna. Vikarna, who is one among the 100 Kauravas, always spoke for Pandavas, perhaps the only good Atma in the entire Kauravas. And Saumadatta, he had a Shiva's curse hanging over him that he could not win any battle. So that is the position of Duryodhana, where we always find in our lives, if we are not in the right path, we are up against all odds, and we also realize and our subconsciousness. But all it takes is to move towards dharma to rectify that. But Duryodhana's position is far from it. Moving on to Shloka 9.
Anye cha bahavah shura madarte tyakta jivitah nana shastra pararanah sarve yuddha visharadah.
Here Duryodhana calls out other heroic warriors and he says that they are prepared to lay down their lives for his sake. They are skilled in the art of warfare and are equipped with very powerful weapons. Some interesting outlook in this sloka. First, let's see. While describing, Duryodhana says, Bahabaha, Shuraha, Nayaka, Visishta, but does not say Maharathi, which he did while describing the Pandava. Please note that he also had a higher number of Akshauhinis. Again he says, Madarte Tyakta Jivitah. That means, one good thing in his sainyam, or in his army, or in his warriors, is that they will give up their lives for his sake. But if you look, there is a slight slip of a tongue from his words. Instead of saying that they are ready to give up lives, they say that he would give up life in another.